include maybe a full...
Just brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Nights with Laura on Hope 103.2. Very pleased to have in the studio with us Janice and Sonia J.S. Lee. Thanks so much for coming in.
Hi, thanks for having us.
So it's been a pretty big kind of, you know, last 12 months for you guys. Both got married and also just recorded your first in-studio album EP, The Studio Sessions.
That's right.
How was it kind of going from that, you know, in the bedroom kind of setting to suddenly in the studio?
Definitely an upgrade from our bedroom to a studio. I mean, we've always been just singer-songwriters that weren't too ambitious. We never had big dreams about becoming successful or anything. So we're actually quite happy doing what we love doing in our bedroom. So thinking of getting into a studio was a very foreign thought. We thought it only happens in Hollywood, and there aren't even any studios in Sydney, is what we thought. And so we went up to the Grove, and the opportunity came for us to record an album with Andy Mack. And so that was a really special experience for us, sort of like a dream come true as well.
Was it a little bit daunting to go from, you know, the kind of casual bedroom thing to suddenly like the pressure of a studio environment?
Definitely. Even though we were surrounded by expensive equipment to make us sound good, we were so nervous that we couldn't breathe. And so that was all coming out through the tracks, and we took ages trying to breathe properly, and like we were so nervous. I think just that initial wanting to impress our fans who are waiting and trying to make it right.
Hey, well, the EP sounds really good. So you've done well on that front. The nerves, it was all for nothing.
Thank you.
And the first single that you have released from the EP, Officially Missing You, that was one of the first that you did online. It got you a lot of fan attention as well. Why is it that that was what you chose to release first from this project?
Officially Missing You is definitely one of the most significant songs for us, because it gave us the most initial exposure on YouTube. And through that song, through that cover, you know, we started getting invited overseas to perform live, which was completely out of our, not even what we were thinking. And so it was very exciting for us. We wanted to release it first because a lot of fans are waiting for it, I think, more than anything. And also because, you know, we'll forever be thankful to the original artist who sang this song. It's because of this song that we're doing what we love to do. So
yeah,
it's special.
The cover aspect of what you guys do obviously is a major component. Is there any song that's kind of off limits for you? You recently did Gangnam Style. Might I say I enjoyed your version so much more than the side version. Like, this is cool. But is it like, do you kind of have a filtering process of what you will and won't do?
We'll just say if there was a song out of our bounds, it probably would have been Gangnam Style. And so doing this was actually a challenge for us. And that's partially why we did it, because we wanted to really stretch our creativity and just to see what we could do. And when we did our rendition and saw the overwhelming response, it gave us courage to really try new things in the future as well. So, we're really open to trying new things, especially after trying this cover.
Yeah, well, you did that one really well. So, okay, pushing the boundaries is awesome. And when you listen to a song or you're doing a cover, is there a process that you have for how much of the original you want to keep and how much of your own flair you want to put on it?
Yeah, so we believe that every song that we choose have their own beautiful and unique qualities. And if anything, through our renditions, we want to enhance those qualities, never to lose them. So that will be defeating the purpose. So whether it be the lyrics or the melodies or the harmonies, we try and keep the best aspects of the song.
Yeah, and one of the ones that you're doing really well with at the moment on YouTube that the fans are loving, I think we need to hear it, Maroon 5's Payphone. You've brought the guitar along. We'll come back and chat in a second. Right now on Hope 103.2, this is J.S. Lee and Payphone.
I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? Yeah. I know it's hard to remember the people we used to be. It's even harder to picture that you're not here next to me. You say it's too late to make it, but is it too late to try? And in our time that you wasted, all of our bridges burned down. I've wasted my nights, you turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time. We called it love, but even the sun sets in paradise. I'm at a payphone trying to call home. small stupid love song I'll be singing. You turned your back on tomorrow, cause you forgot yesterday. I gave you my love to borrow, but you just gave it away. You can't expect me to be fine, I don't expect you to care. I know I said it before, but all of our bridges burned down. I've wasted my nights, you turned out the lights. Now I'm paralyzed, still stuck in that time when we called it love. But even the sun sets in paradise. I'm at a payphone trying to call home all of my change I spent on you. Where have the times gone, baby? It's all wrong. Where are the plans we made for two? If happy ever after did exist, I would still be holding you like this. All those fairy tales are full of it. One more stupid love song I'll be sick. Now I'm at a payphone.
Well done. In the studio on Hope 103.2, that is JS Lee and Maroon 5's Payphone. Laura with you right now, Janice and Sonia in the studio. It's been such a pleasure having you girls in. Now, one of the major things about what you do is that it all started out online. Like so many other artists at the moment, they're trying to get their music, you know, working in that kind of arena. Do you think there's actually something, a method perhaps that you guys have adopted that's really made it work, or do you just kind of see what happens?
I think it's half-half, you know, like, you know, when you upload that video in your bedroom, you don't expect it to go off. You just kind of do it because you enjoy it. But I think social media is a huge thing. It really helped us to kind of build that platform. You know, just create an account for every single social media out there, Twitter, Facebook, everything out there, and just go nuts. I think just people love to connect with you, and that's part of the reason why they're faithful to you as well. I think a lot of our fans, they love to hear what we do in our daily lives and what we eat for breakfast and what we're going to have for dinner. Everything has to be very efficient. Everything has to be a click away, because in this generation they get so easily distracted. If it's a little bit more effort or a few more buttons away, they'll just kind of, you just lose them so quickly. So I think I'm just being very effective with, how you kind of put everything there, and also trial and error, really. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. You just try it. If it works, doesn't. If it doesn't, it doesn't. So you just try again. Yeah.
And picking good tracks as well, like picking Gangnam Style, of course. Yeah. That would get a lot of attention to people because people would be like, why are you doing this track? And then, it's kind of current and everyone loves that sort of thing too.
Mm. A big part of it is timing.
Yeah, choosing the timing well.
Yeah.
And last year, you guys had an amazing time, it sounds like, on your first Asian tour. It's really cool to be able to take your music internationally. You recently did New Zealand as well. How was that experience for you, doing that first tour?
Again, very dream come true. It felt like a dream. And we would expect people like Beyonce or Lady Gaga to walk out of an airport and have people screaming their names and... But, you know, we, as YouTube artists who make videos at home in our bedrooms, tasted a little bit of that in Asia. And that was truly a very, very, very awesome experience for us. And sometimes we just sit in the middle of our concerts and look at these people just glaring at us, waiting for us to sing. And we'd be like, what is going on? These people came and bought tickets to hear us sing. And, yeah, it really hits us, like, from time to time, like, how... surreal it is. So it's definitely an honour for us to travel like that.
And especially seeing, you mentioned earlier just now, also online, you've mentioned that you guys didn't really expect to be where you are at now from that initial kind of online thing. It would be huge to kind of see that following and see that that whole atmosphere just surround you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely, it was unexpected. 5 years ago, people asked us, what do you want to do? And we had no idea. Definitely not, you know, on YouTube, traveling and doing music. So, you know, 5 years' time, we really have no idea what's coming up. But we definitely feel like this influence is something that that God wants to use. That's something that we're very, very sure about. Actually, the other day I was listening to 103.2 and I heard a bit of a snippet of an interview with Rick Warren. And he was mentioning that, you know, influence is given to you because so that you can use it and be the voice for those who are voiceless. Mm. And that's something that's really resonating with our hearts as well. We believe that the many subscribers that we do have, they're not just there out of, you know, chance or random, but we really want to use this influence in a way that honors God and glorifies his kingdom. So we're still praying about that. We know there's a big picture and we're working on it.
Yeah, it is. Does that include maybe a full-length album of originals anytime, or are you going to stick with this fusion of covers and originals?
I think for the time being, we're happy with the covers.
Yeah.
just because we know that original songs really do require a lot of... you really need to give in a lot of time and thought and energy and prayers, and like it really needs a lot of work. And we have one or two songs, but we know that to make a full length, people say to get a 10 track album you need at least 30 songs.
Mm.
So we're slowly working on that. We want every song to be some meaningful and not just for the sake of putting it on the album. So maybe sometime down the track we would love to have an original album.
That would be pretty cool to see. And you've mentioned, I mean, you touched on it briefly there as well, but throughout the whole process, you guys have had a very particular and a very confident, unashamed aspect that Christ has to be included in your music, that mm-hmm. he's behind it. Is there a particular reason why you've got that so strong there?
Definitely, because in high school, we actually, we were actually very depressed at one stage of our lives. We had a very struggling kind of upbringing because we actually lost someone very close to us in our family. And I think being in that state, we actually found ourselves being questioning why do we exist. It even came to that point where mentally and physically we weren't sure why we were existing, and they were very serious questions. And it really helped us, didn't help us to be motivated to live every day. But then at that point, Jesus really met us and he rescued us. And really, in all that sense, we feel like he came and just like just picked us up out of the pits. And we believe that suffering and that struggling is something that we can now use as a weapon or a tool or something to really stand up for those who are going through the same thing. And it's amazing how through our music, people are already being ministered to, even through a monitor screen. They're like, I feel like God's speaking to me. And it's really amazing what people say to us. So, yep, Jesus is definitely the center of everything we do. And that's not going to change.
Awesome. I am so glad to hear that. Janice, Sonia, J.S. Lee, thank you so much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.